Hello, hello, everyone. Blessings. Amanda Grace here with you. We are live. It is September 23rd, 2024. Welcome to everybody jumping in from the United States and around the world. We are so happy to have you with us. I see people coming in from Georgia, Virginia, Topeka, Kansas, Southern California, Saskatchewan, Canada. Hello to our neighbors in Canada, Oregon, Michigan, Minnesota. Oh my goodness. Let's see. Poplar Bluff. I think it's Missouri. I think that is either Missouri or Montana. I think it's Missouri. Breezy Point, New York. Hello to our friends in New York, New Zealand. Hello to our neighbors across the globe in New Zealand. We are so happy to have you on with us, and welcome to everybody else jumping on, and to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we have a very sobering, powerful word from the Lord for you today. It is a doozy. Our team wanted to put that actually on the thumbnail, that it's a doozy, which it kind of is, but in a good way. So we're going to get into that word. We're going to go over it. It is 4 pages long. So I'm going to open up in prayer. And we're going to get right into the word. For the last 15 minutes tonight, Marty Grisham will be coming on. He will be coming on from Loudmouth Prayer. We're both going to be Reawake in America together as well. So here it is. It's a doozy. It is. It honestly, they were just waiting for to put that up, and I gave them the avenue they needed to do that. So basically, it is. So hello, shalom, shalom. To those coming on, we are approaching the High Holy Days. This is why these words are getting very intense. This has happened pretty much every year since we've had Ark of Grace Ministries. As the High Holy Days come, the words get more intense. So let's open up in prayer as people are jumping on. We're going to get into the word of the Lord. As always, it will go on our blog at arkofgrace.org, our ministry blog. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day. Father, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. We come before your courts with praise and thanksgiving for who you are, Lord. And we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb. He was the sacrifice for our sins. And he willingly came to the earth to die at Calvary and purchase us by the shedding of his own blood. That blood dripped onto the mercy seat. It purchased us. It redeemed us. It reconciled us back to our Father in heaven. Almighty God paid the highest debt in history when he gave his son. He paid the highest price when he gave his son, Jesus Christ, and his life for the largest debt that we have ever had in history, which is the sins of humanity. And we honor that, Lord, and we show reverence for that. And we praise you that Jesus Christ rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful, victorious place at the right hand of the Father. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the name above all names, Father God. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, Lord, to fill this place, Lord, that your power and your glory and your presence would mightily move, Father God, that it would go forth and people would tangibly feel your presence and the presence of the Holy Spirit as we go forth today, that your word would go out ahead of us, Lord, that you would go before us in this, Father. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, you fill us and you fill me with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Go before us, Lord, with your wisdom tonight, Father God, your insight, Lord, in Jesus' name. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father God, allow us the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Lord. Father, take all the glory for yourself. Lord, you are the potter, we most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Father God, every breath we take is because of you, because you breathed into us. We are the dust of the earth without your presence. And we praise you for that, Lord. And we give you all the glory, Father God. You are the author. You are the finisher of our faith. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every assignment to interfere, to hurt, harm, attack, Father God, to censor, to interfere in what you want said, Lord. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ right now. Any backlash or retaliation that would come in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke it now, Father God. We apply the blood of Jesus before your courts, and we command it be dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, canceled. Their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans, rendered powerless and bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in his place, Father. We praise you. We glorify your name, Father God. We glorify you that you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, our banner. You are Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness. Lord, let your name be glorified above all in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I felt that. So this is going to be quite strong tonight because I felt that right off the bat. So all glory be to God. So we're going to get this word up because this is a very intense word, and it's because we're approaching the high holy days. I know exactly why this is going on. Now, let me tell you something before I get these words. I am on my face. When I tell you on my face, I'm not exaggerating. I am on my face before the Lord in my office, okay? Just blessing his name, not asking for anything, not just ministering before the Lord and welcoming his presence and the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into that space, into that area, to have his way. And then I have to do what's very hard for an Italian woman to do. I have to zip it and close my mouth and just listen and write what the Lord wants me to write without asking questions. So this is why these words come, because the Lord has conditioned me and taught me this way, to write what he says, to not question it, to put it down, and then pray. So after it's all put down on paper, then you pray, then you wait on the Lord, but you listen for what Lord wants to say. It's not about what you want to say or what you want to hear in that moment. It's about what the Lord has to say, and that's most important. So the Lord, that's what we have to understand with prophecy. Most important is what God has to say, not what we want him to say, not what we want to hear about, not, it's all about how he wants to say what is on his heart and what he wants to bring as an announcement into the earth. So I just wanted to talk about that for a moment. Okay, so praise the Lord, praise the Lord. All right, so let's get into the word of the Lord tonight. It is 4 pages long. I will time stamp it for you because it came at approximately 8:30 a.m. I had been in the office way before that a.m. Okay, there we go. All right, here we go. All capital praise, honor, and glory be to the Lord of hosts, creator of all capital things. The earth cries out to its creator. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He is clothed in righteousness, and the nations are weighed in his courts. Justice is in his hands. Wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and the government shall rest capital upon his capital shoulders, and to his kingdom there is no end. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, the wise man built his house upon the rock. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rains came and the storm raged, and the one who built his house upon the rock was protected and upheld. The one who foolishly built his house upon sand, what they had built was destroyed and swept away. Those empires and castles and entities that have been set up upon, that have been set upon the sand, a storm of their own making has built. This is a storm of dismantling and atonement, a storm that brings a day of reckoning, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the men and women who have built such in this time, in this season, shall suddenly see what they have built swept away. For the empires were built upon sand and flesh and darkness. Blood money, says the Lord, it is blood money. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the winds are shifting over California. The winds are shifting over New York. The winds are shifting over Chicago and Illinois, says the Lord. They are shifting capital. the winds of change have begun to blow. And as the wind picks up, for this is a wind of my making, capital, says the Lord. This is a wind, a holy wind, capital, a fiercely, capital, righteous wind, meant to blow the cover off of what has been hidden in the depths and the hallows of areas of your nation. The enemy has built empires and temples to himself, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, you touch what is sacred to me, says the Lord, all capitals. You touch what is sacred to me, and you have defiled it, says the Lord. Your actions have defiled into the depths of the soil and the earth within these areas. The cup of iniquity has become full, says the Lord, and must be poured out in multiples, in multiples. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, this is the brink, says the Lord, of a purge that is about to bring the largest collapse Satan's music machine and empire has ever seen. The cornerstones are being pulled out, and their chain gang, capital, has been ordered from my courts, capital, to be cut in multiple areas to break the agreement and solidarity to hide such heinous dark deeds. The dross is coming to the top, says the Lord. It is about to boil over. The cauldron of their own making is about to be tipped over, and many, capital, will be swept up in such scandals, capital. They shall become like lepers, says the Lord, as the horror comes forth of how many who have been living in the woods of Holly and on the hill and within the cities, thinking, I am at ease, my deeds are safe, and I am feasting and prospering from such darkness. Their names and brands and pinnacles are about to be smeared, capital, with scandal, says the Lord. It shall be swift, capital, says the Lord. It shall, for the justice of Yahweh, the joy, capital, of the Lord, has gone into the earth, and men should tremble at their deeds to make a name for themselves. For those who have attempted to curse, capital, others with their mouths, that are nothing more than open tombs, that shall be accounted unto them in this time, for daring try to curse what I, the Lord, have blessed and favored. That curse shall bring condemnation upon them and their cohort if they do not repent, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the truth of those who took their own lives with music and media, the truth is about to come forth of what they were threatened with and the perverse acts they did to make a name for themselves. This shall be uncovered and exposed, as you shall see a very large exodus off the ship they have sailed upon and laughed upon their exploits. The truth of twitches, switches, indulgences, and dainties shall come to the surface, for a Z and their chain of horror shall come forth. The raid, says the Lord. Another cornerstone is about to be pulled out, and another at the pinnacle shall have full exposure and be raided for deals being made to give up the lot, capital, shall come with a SWAT, that's capital, says the Lord this day. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Germany and Turkey, watch the pot stir, says the Lord, as they make aggressive capital advances that shall ensnare leadership and cause sudden exits, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, America is being turned over in many ways as the great excavation into many areas has begun to accelerate, says the Lord. That foreword was first given about the excavation June 8th, 2024. Ukraine, says the Lord, the channel of money, secret order shall be found that was activated to make more than one leader down. For Russia and Ukraine are being weighed in my capital court, says the Lord. Warmonger, says the Lord, who wants to continue such horror, for the cash accumulates and the sympathetic ear of foolish leaders within the worlds have enabled a monster to grow. Thus says the Lord, this Ponzi scheme shall be overturned, and the orders to harm leaders and those running for office so they could continue such a heinous war, garlands and departments of justice shall be tied to such. A secret meeting took place between the leader of Ukraine, two senators, a leader within the Department of Justice, and multiple in the CIA. And in this meeting, an occultist was present as well. This meeting laid the blueprints for what you see happening, my children, to continue a distraction and money pit of a war. This meeting put forth a blueprint that had three phases. Phase one and two have been attempted and advanced. Capital. However, there is still phase three, my children. All capitals. Pray and intercede before my throne, says the Lord. Pray for phase three has an attempt on multiple within the same family. Kennedy, this is still capitals. Kennedy, they have you within their scope. Come under my covering quickly, for they shall attempt, for Kennedy shall open the vault, says the Lord, the vault of the heinous that the donkeys, the elephants, and his own family have done. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the third phase shall not look like the other two. A multi-point attack upon those related, for the desperation has mounted to a feverish pitch. Delusion has set in that the pits of hell have conjured up envelopes, says the Lord. Envelopes as well. All capitals. Watch the mail in this hour. This is your warning, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, what they plot around the time of October, phase two of the red flood, says the Lord. All capitals. Israel, be sober-minded and vigilant, for those within your cabinets have given information to proxies. A multi-city attack has been plotted, and other countries have put money into their pot beyond Iran and Russia. The fork-tongued dragon is out to hunt, says the Lord. Now, the fork-tongued dragon, Marduk, who the Babylonians worshipped, was known as the fork-tongued dragon. Okay, the fork-tongued dragon is out to hunt, says the Lord. Fire and smoke, Jerusalem, says the Lord, Jerusalem. Pray, my children, for Jerusalem. That is the honeypot and the purse prize. And they plot greater around October. Awe. Awe. Just watch, says the Lord. That's all capitals. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Spain. A sharp maneuver in Spain, says the Lord, shall cause great concern. The running of the bulls, says the Lord, a serious event, a dangerous one, around that time, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, O America, the time to atone is upon you. Humble yourselves before me, my children, for the grave sins of America testify against it in my courts. However, says the Lord, my covenant capital stands. The great accuser has come forth to make a case for America going into complete darkness. However, says the Lord, I sit on the highest throne and I bring forth rulings on scrolls that then enter the earth. All capitals here. Shepherds, stand in the gap right now for the sheep and your nation. Those in positions of leadership and running for office, be the shepherd. Stand in the gap and cry out to me for your nation, for it is a shepherd that slayed a giant and delivered a nation. It is a shepherd whom I told at 80 years old to go back to Egypt, for I heard the cries of my people. It was a shepherd who was raised up as a Hebrew in Egypt to lead the nation. It was the shepherds. Shepherds, stand your ground in an hour of tumult and upheaval, for they are readying their scopes again. Stand your ground, under my wings take refuge. My truth, says the Lord, shall be your shield and buckler in this hour. Speak truth in an hour of deep deception, for that is your shield. For, says the Lord, this is all capitals, my truth shall shake the nation. The fear of the Lord will descend upon your nation. All men should humble themselves in such an hour, for I, the Lord, am on the move in your capitals, and I am turning them over. I, the Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, have given orders to the army of the Lord of hosts to go into the pivotal capitals of your nation and turn it over, says the Lord, to go to the house of God and those who have made a treaty with the serpent, and it has wrapped itself around their building, shall now be turned over, and there shall be ties to the dark underground of music and film, says the Lord. Governors and mayors will have to step down in this hour, for they were warned, and they continue their perverse exploits and doctrines of devils, laws meant to plant chaos instead of stability. they will have to step down, their names cemented in scandal, and woe, as three woes shall come forth, says the Lord, from the east coast, from the west coast, and near the heart of your nation. For the soul of America cries out to me, says the Lord, all capitals, a soul in torment, says the Lord, from the blood that has gone into the soil. As Abel's blood cried out, so the blood of the innocent cries out and testifies against you, O wicked leaders, says the Lord. And that testifying has reached its time of fullness. And now, says the Lord, the verdicts have come forth and shall be carried out. You are about to slip on a banana peel, and the head shall be hit, as this slip shall be great, as there is a cliff that has been created over decades, which many shall now fall off of. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Isaiah said, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. That stronghold over the land broke, and Isaiah saw the glory of God. That stronghold needs to break over your nation and Israel for my glory, capital, to come. My glory, not man's glory, but mine, that's capitalized. It's the glory that shall sweep through and uproot trees of disease and rotted branches that have been infecting your government and nation. The glory, capital. Ask for it, my children, that's capital. For another tree, capital, is set to uproot in Washington, D.C., and it is a big one, says the Lord. Sandy soil, says the Lord, has rejected the root, and it shall come down. And says the Lord of hosts, do not put your trust in man. Put your trust in the Lord your God in an hour of the jackals and wolves shrieking and hunting. Hunting, that's capital, says the Lord. In such an hour, put your full hope and trust in me, that's capital, for man is merely a tool and a vessel, a receiver and holder of the glory, says the Lord. The power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within you, my capital children, all capitals. Use it. Call to that tomb they have attempted to put America in. America, come forth in Jesus' name. Speak it with the authority given you under heaven. For there shall be multiple attempts in tandem that will be connected, for other nations have cast lots for the destruction of America and its leadership. And these nations have sweetened the pot now for the wicked to go one more time around the mountain. However, another foe shall come forth to engage, and the saws shall be turned in another direction, and their plans shall falter. They are recruiting immigrants. This is all capitals. They are recruiting immigrants to harm and destroy. They are tempting them with large amounts of cash to purposefully cause chaos within cities. They have brought the occult and Santeria and witchcraft into states at play, in order to attempt to spiritually shift such, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am nullifying that attempt, and it shall be a dark storm and condemnation that rushes back upon them. For I am God, there is no other, capital. I weigh the nations, and I, the Lord, have the final verdict. Satan may boast and accuse, however, I, the Lord, bring justice and rectify. Yom Kippur, this is all capitals, is crucial this year, says the Lord. It is crucial for the holiness to come upon the nation, for they plot around that date to attack upon a fast where such would be perceived as weak. However, the strength of the saints shall rise up, and their plot to destroy, says the Lord, shall be stopped short of its mark. Watch the Freedom Tower in New York City, says the Lord. It's coming. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, my children, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Put on the full armor of God and utilize your spiritual weapons, for the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds. The ancient enemy attempting to take over your nation trembles at the name of Jesus Christ. Lift that name up in this hour. O shepherds, lift it up. O trumps, lift it up and watch what I do. That's capital. So he says, O trumps, lift it up and watch what I do. All capitalized. Thus says the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, my son, who forevermore sits at my capital right hand. Amen. and amen. Thank God I have a fan on me. Otherwise, I would be, because right now I am heating up like no other. So praise the Lord for that. That was quite a bit. And there's a few things I want to point out in this. I want to go to when he says the winds are shifting over California, New York, and over Chicago, Illinois, that they're shifting, that the winds of change have begun to blow, and that this is a holy wind, a fiercely righteous wind, meant to blow the cover off what has been hidden. Another point I wanted to touch on, let's see here. Okay, when he starts talking about music and film and media, and that another cornerstone is about to come out, this is a house of cards that's about to come down. So this is a house of cards that you take two out from the bottom and the whole thing tumbles. And so one cornerstone now with what's happened has already been taken out with what is going on with P. Diddy. There is another that is set to come out. That is just as deep, that is just as formidable, is set to come out in this hour. He talks about the joy of the Lord going into the earth, the justice of Yahweh. All men should tremble right now. Let's see what else here. Okay, the Ukraine. I wanted to touch on this for a minute because when he talks about this meeting that went on, first he calls him a warmonger. And let me explain this, because this runs very deep. The Clinton Foundation apparently has a bid in to rebuild Ukraine. BlackRock and JP Morgan Chase apparently have opened up a bank to rebuild Ukraine, or a rebuilding fund bank, something to that nature that they did in 2023. So this starts to go very deep. And Ukraine, or the leadership of Ukraine, doesn't want this war to end. He is making a lot of money off of this war. He is making a lot of connections off of this war. And the one who wants to end the war is Donald Trump. So do we find it any coincidence that they have tried to now off him twice? Okay, they have tried to unalive, we shall say, him twice. So Ukraine is embroiled in the center of this, and the money they are getting from the United States. So basically, they're getting money from the United States of America in a way to try to interfere in our elections. So we're paying them to try and interfere. Okay. So let's put that out on the table. So he talks about this secret meeting and three phases. This is what I found interesting. So you have three phases. You have the secret meeting, you have certain individuals that were at this meeting, and then they had phase one, phase two, and phase three. And he's saying, however, there's still phase three. So phase one has already happened. Phase two right now is probably in progress, or almost over. And then there's phase three, where he says has an attempt on multiple within the same family. And then he warns Kennedy. And he tells Kennedy, they have you within their scope. Come under my wings quickly, or come under my covering quickly, for they shall attempt. Because the Lord is saying, Kennedy shall open the vault, says the Lord, the vault of the heinous that the donkeys, the elephants, and his own family have done. Okay, and it has been a vault. There has been a lot that has been locked up that is getting set for that lock to be broken and to come out in the open. The depths of it, we probably can't even realize right now. Another thing I wanted to touch on, let's see, was the red flood. Now that's interesting, because the first operation, I believe, that Hamas did when they did that heinous attack on Israel, October 2023, had the word flood in it. It wasn't red flood, but it was Operation Something Flood. And now the Lord is talking about a red flood, and a multi-city attack has been plotted, that other countries have put money into their pot that go beyond Iran and Russia. And he specifically mentions the fork-tongued dragon is out to hunt. Marduk was known as that, who the Babylonians worshipped. Interestingly enough, the word Mark is in Marduk. So if you ever wonder why in the book of Revelation, Babylon is referenced so much, along with the mark of the beast, the word Mark is in Marduk. That is by no coincidence. Okay, we'll get to the Freedom Tower because that's another interesting, development. Okay, so the Lord is telling the shepherds to stand in the gap right now for the sheep in your nation. Those in positions of leadership and running for office, be the shepherd. Stand in the gap and cry out to me for your nation, for it is a shepherd that slayed a giant and delivered a nation. It is a shepherd whom I told at 80 years old to go back to Egypt, for I heard the cries of my people. It was a shepherd who was raised up as a Hebrew in Egypt to lead the nation. There is another Joseph moment coming to Egypt. That is coming. There is a Joseph moment, and you are going to see a Jew at a very high position in leadership in Egypt. That Joseph moment is coming again to Egypt. It was the shepherds. Stand your ground in an hour of tumult and upheaval, for they are readying their scopes again. Stand your ground. Under my wings, take refuge. My truth, says the Lord, shall be your shield and buckler in this hour. Speak truth in an hour of deep deception, for that is your shield. My truth shall be your shield and buckler. That is in Psalm 91. So Psalm 91, okay, important here, critical here. Okay, let's see. He's talking about the fear of the Lord descending upon the nation. And this is another interesting part. I, the Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, have given orders to the army of the Lord of hosts to go into the pivotal capitals of your nation and turn it over, says the Lord, to go to the house of God, and those who have made a treaty with the serpent and it has wrapped itself around their building shall now be turned over. And there shall be ties to the dark underground of music and film, says the Lord. Very interesting as well. He talks about the nation as a soul being in torment, and that as Abel's blood cried out and testified, so the blood of the innocent right now in God's courts is crying out and testifying against the wicked leadership. And he says, and that testifying has reached its time of fullness. And now, says the Lord, the verdicts have come forth and shall be carried out. So it's interesting. He allowed the testifying, the blood of the innocent, to testify for a period of time until it reached its fullness. And then he's now bringing forth the verdicts from that. Isaiah, in the year King Uzziah died, he saw the Lord high and lifted up. Something broke over the nation. When King Uzziah died, something broke over the nation that Isaiah could see the glory of God and really see it. And he described it in that passage. And he says that glory needs to break over your nation and Israel for my glory, capital, to come. My glory, not man's glory, but mine. That's all capital. And he's talking about, too, that his glory sweeping through and uprooting trees of disease and rotted branches that have been infecting your government and nation. The glory, he says, he capitalizes that. And he said another tree is set to uproot in Washington, D.C., and it is a big one, says the Lord. Sandy soil, says the Lord, has rejected the root and it shall come down. Now, the Lord starts it off by going, the wise man builds his house upon the rock, right? The foolish man builds his house upon the sand. He segues then in page 5 to Washington, D.C., and he's saying this very large tree, which could be representative of something else, a big one, he says, sandy soil has rejected the root. Sandy soil has weakened the root because the foolish man builds his house upon the sand and the storms come and it gets destroyed. The Lord goes on talking about that other nations have cast lots for the destruction of America. Now that's a Yom Kippur term too, as well, because the two goats were brought out on Yom Kippur and lots were cast for who would be released into the wilderness and who would be sacrificed for the people. So that's interesting. And he's saying, and these nations have sweetened the pot now for the wicked to go one more time around the mountain. However, another foe shall come forth to engage and the Saul shall be turned in another direction and their plan shall falter. That is the last time Saul tried to kill David. He had him. I believe Saul was on one side of the mountain. David was on the other side. And all of a sudden, Saul got word that the Philistines had come and attacked because the Lord had compelled the Philistines in that moment to come and attack. And it drove Saul away. It turned Saul in a direction that God wanted him to go to get him away from David. The interesting thing what the Lord is saying about the immigrants, that they're recruiting them with large amounts of cash to purposefully cause chaos in the cities because you can't track cash. So he's using the word cash. He's not using the word payments. He's not, the Lord is specifically using the word cash to purposefully cause chaos in the cities. And they have brought the occult and Santeria and witchcraft into states at play. That is by no accident. That's why they're pouring them into New York, into Texas, into certain other areas. They're pouring them into the states at play. Now, I didn't realize this until the Lord said this, but they are to spiritually shift it so they can physically shift it. And he says a dark storm and condemnation that rushes back upon them for this. So that's what's coming for them. And he talks about Yom Kippur being crucial this year, that the holiness to come upon the nation, for they plot around that date to attack upon a fast where such would be perceived as weak. However, the strength of the saints shall rise up, and their plot to destroy, says the Lord, shall be stopped short of its mark. And then he says, watch the Freedom Tower in New York City, says the Lord, it's coming, dot, dot, dot. So be very aware of that, okay? That tower, because that tower was built in more of defiance than humility to God. Why do I say that? Why would I say something like that? Because Tom Daschle, who was a senator at the time when 9/11 happened, stood there and read from the book of Isaiah, the bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with hewn stone. The sycamores have fallen, but we will replace them with cedars. You know what that translates to in modern day? Oh yeah, God, we're going to build back better. Oh gee, wonder where he got that slogan from. Wonder where Biden got that slogan from. Oh yeah, we're going to build back better. The bricks have fallen. We're just replacing God with something better. And that is what the Freedom Tower represents. It doesn't represent freedom at all. It actually represents bondage and a tower of Babel that we're going to challenge God in this time and build something back better. And in fact, Barack Obama wrote something, if we could find this maybe, guys, Barack Obama wrote something on one of the beams that went into the Freedom Tower. I don't know if it was a scripture or it was something like, we come back stronger. It was something along the line of, oh yeah, we're going to build back better. So if you guys could find that, because I think that's really important now. Oh, okay. And as far as what Hamas did, it was Operation Al-Aqsa Flood. So, but the Lord is saying Red Flood. So this is going to be interesting. This is going to be interesting. Yep, it is misappropriated. Oh, let me see that. We remember, we rebuild, we come back stronger. We build back better. That's what was written. And we wonder why the Lord, when they're going for round four with Kamala, is bringing up the Freedom Tower, because they don't believe in freedom at all. That's an oxymoron. It's an oxymoron. They don't believe in freedom at all. They don't. And that Freedom Tower stands in defiance to God. It does not stand in reverence of God. And we have to understand that. So I would just keep that in mind as well for that word. And oh my goodness, praise the Lord. I know, woe is right. That when you get deep into this, it does. You start to understand the depths of what these people are doing. And when Tom Daschle did that, and he read that scripture, it was in defiance against God. It wasn't humbling the nation before God, as the nation rightfully should have, with whatever happened, we'll say, the nation should have humbled itself. This is why the Lord is reminding us of this right now. The nation needs to humble itself to get delivered. The nation doesn't need to stand in defiance right now and go forward together. That's another Build Back Better that the Communist Party USA has on their website and has adopted that slogan for years. If you go to Communist Party USA and look up on their website, forward together, forward together, forward together, and Build Back Better are very devious cousins, if you'd like to know. They're very devious cousins. They are in the same dysfunctional family. And they would like to make you a part of their dysfunctional family. And if I were you, I would reject that gene pool in a heartbeat, because we are citizens of heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven. It is not here on this earth. We are in the world. We are not of the world. And we have to remember that when we see these things, that God is still on the throne. He is the righteous judge, and he brings forth fiercely in righteousness the judgments from his throne that affect nations. And we as the saints are meant to stand in the gap, and the shepherds, be the shepherd right now. Be the shepherd, all right? I just had to break up a scuffle today between a pig and a sheep. Be the shepherd. I had to go in there and do it myself and break it up and say, that's it. And when they hear my voice, let me tell you, they all freeze. When I come out and they hear me and they know I'm not happy, the fight stops. But I'm saying, I got in there. I didn't care. I threw my mucking boots on. I had this outfit on. I marched myself in there, and I took care of business. Shepherds, do your job. And I'm serious. I know they're all laughing, but it's true. This happened today. But it's a good representation of shepherds having to stand in the gap, you know, and do a job that could be very intense sometimes. And could really affect what happens to the flock in the midst of wolves, who the Lord said, and jackals who are shrieking and out to hunt right now. Remember that. And then he put in capitals, hunting. After he said they're out to hunt, he emphasized it and said hunting. And you know who protects the sheep from the wolves? It's the shepherd. It's the shepherd staring down wickedness and evil and rebellion and making it move. The shepherd doesn't move off its mark. So shepherds, rise to the occasion in this season. Rise to the occasion. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Marty Grisham is with us. He's been listening, so I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say about what is going on right now. So let's bring Marty on.
Hey, Amanda.
I am fired up.
I'm so excited you're shepherding those wonderful animals that God has given you.
It's interesting. Let me tell you.
Cheering you on when you were telling that story a minute ago. Praise God for that.
So you've been listening, Marty.
Yes. Well, you know, I have been. I've been listening, and it's been good, and I appreciate all that you do. It's an honor to be able to just sit here and hear and then be able to come in and just bring some perspectives. You know, in all that's going on, this is what I got in my heart. I was kind of just praying in tongues, and I was just reminded to what is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, Amanda, from you, my friend Clay Clark, who I was with today for 30 minutes, so many of the, 60 to 80 people that have been speakers and leaders in the Reawaken America Tour, all that's taken place, we see so many standing for our nation, fighting for our nation, fighting for election integrity, fighting for everything that we've done. And I'm taken back to be reminded to what's the center of the gospel. Yeah. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is for every one of us individually to find Jesus.
Yes.
To be restored back into this loving, wonderful Heavenly Father that is crazy head over heels for you. And so in the middle, I just wanted to bring a reminder, in the middle of all that Amanda Ark of Grace is doing, in the middle of all, because I'm doing Loudmouth Prayer Nation prayer events and online and all the stuff we're doing, and we're fighting for this nation. We don't want to so focus on the fight for this nation that we lose the grip of our personal relationship, because that's where it all comes from. Our integrity, our initiative to rise up and stand up and be the voice of truth in the world is because we're walking with truth in fellowship and his name is Jesus. We're walking with him and we're talking with him. You know, I've done a series, it's 20 episodes called Talk to Me. It's a teaching series where I'm teaching how to just fellowship with God every day, the Father God, the Holy Spirit, how to walk in an intimacy with them every single day. And it's been really touching me more than it's been anyone. I'm going back, Amanda, watching my own shows. And it's just reminding me, in the middle of all that we're fighting for, in the middle of the world we're trying to reach, we don't want to lose our relationship. We just want to build it stronger. I want the teaching and the preaching of God's word that's going to make me walk closer in healing that belongs to me. I got to ask myself every single day, is my miracle passing me by because I have not taken God's word for what it says for me? I'm studying right now the word of God. I've seen how God wants us to stand for the nation. But what about my body? Am I having pain? Am I having struggles in relationships? Am I having struggles in life? I want to make sure I'm taking care of me. No one's more concerned about me than me. And this is not a selfish, this is a relationship. It's not a selfish perspective. And so that was just kind of where I've been with me. Like, how can I walk closer with him? Because the closer I walk with him, the closer you walk with him, the more he can use you. You know his voice. You know what he wants to do. And then as Amanda brings all of this light, we know how to pray for the nation. We know where to stand. We know deceit from truth. But everything is based off of our relationship with God. So that's just kind of where I've been and where I'm getting. Even today, I wasn't even thinking about being with you on the show tonight. I was just thinking to myself, how can I better myself where my conscience is not seared and I'm walking closer with God? And so I just think that's where my heart is, because that is the very center of the gospel.
And you know what's interesting, Marty, how the Lord started out the word is the wise man built his house upon the rock.
Yeah.
The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And that is a depiction of our relationship
with
Christ. And so this is how he starts out. The whole word is right there. And, you know, I'll tell people out there, and I'm going to suggest you do this because I do this. I take communion multiple times a week.
Good. Yeah.
I take it before every broadcast. And the reason why I do that is because, A, to show honor and reverence for the immense sacrifice God made when he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to put my heart posture right before the Lord and show him that I haven't forgotten that immense sacrifice. Right. Yeah. And secondly, Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. When you do that, that is where your mind goes. Your mind goes to the sacrifice. Your mind goes to what Christ did for you. Your mind goes to the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us. It puts you in the right heart posture and in the right submission position before God, which will strengthen your relationship with him, your personal one.
Yeah, for
sure. That's just a practical.
Yeah. And even this morning, in my morning teaching, I did one of those talk to me shows this morning. I didn't prepare for it because I just wanted to pour out of my heart. And I found myself in that scripture in the book of James, the 4th chapter, that says, draw nigh unto God and he'll draw nigh unto you.
Yes.
Whoa, there's cause and effect. But God, he's done, he's given his son. He's done all that he's going to do in the restoring of relationship. He's waiting now for us to take the step. So it literally says we draw nigh unto him first, and he draws unto us. So many are sitting around waiting on God to move. God's already moved. He already gave his son. That was the biggest move. It shocked all of eternity, that move that he did. But now he's saying, take a step of just praying. Take a step of being in my word. Take a step of pouring out your heart to me that I can pour out my heart to you. Do you know it's that easy to just talk to him and then he'll talk to us? James 4 verse 8 says, you draw to him, he'll draw to you, but he's waiting on us to take a step.
He is. And you know, he's waiting on us to commune with him.
Yeah.
And to talk to him and to listen, you know, to minister before the Lord and to really listen to what he has to say, not necessarily what we want to hear. You know, when we learn to heed the instruction of the Lord, it begins to shift a lot in our lives. because it's sending us in the direction we need to go, not the direction we want to go. And those are two different things many times. And it shifts us into that. And so, and reading the word, speaking the word, being in that discipline, giving the Lord his due, giving him his first every day is so important, because it opens you up to hear his voice, know his voice, and the strangers we will not follow. I quote that scripture every day. Lord, let me hear your voice, know your voice, and as strangers I will not follow. Fill me with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. I put on the full armor of God. I pray that the fruits of the Spirit increase in me and Chris, you know, and they grow more, and that we're wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. These are things that I do every day that I'm telling you, that are very easy to start doing in your walk. And it becomes a habit then. And then it becomes a discipline. And that discipline then bears much fruit.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we're on this planet. He could have designed this at the moment you get saved, bloop, you pulled away. But no, he said, get saved and then get spirit-filled with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And then the third thing, three things that Scripture shows us in order, saved, filled, and then grow, mature, no longer babes in Christ that need just the milk of the word. You can have some meat and you grow and you mature. Well, why would God want to mature you? He loves you. He loves you just the way you. Well, have you ever seen children do a great job at work? Now, I'm not saying they can't, but children, the world system, for the most part, at least here in our nation, we don't put children in the workforce until they're adults or until they're more mature teens, right? Yes. Now, that's our nation. That's the way it should be.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
We won't go there, but I'm just saying, because Father God said that he wants us, and not just you and I who are called to ministry, but the body of Christ to do the work of the ministry. Yes. Ephesians 4, 11, 12, 13, 14. We are to do the work. We're to go to work. Punch the time clock and let God use you in your gifts. By the way, you've been given some. And your talents, by the way, you've been given some. And the spiritual things that God can bring to you and through you, by the way, he's wanting the gifts of the Spirit to operate through you. He's wanting prayer to flow through you like a prayer warrior and an intercessor. There's things you're called to do. There's a call right now to come over into the zone of prayer and join the prayer armies. There's a call right now, because God will not have a move and a revival in this nation if prayer doesn't initiate it.
Yeah. Oh,
there's never been one. There's never been a revival or a move that didn't start first with time, sometimes years of devoted, consistent prayer. And so all that God's doing, you get saved, you get spirit-filled to be able to work with this helper, the Holy Spirit, at a higher level, and then you mature.
Yes.
And you grow so that you can join the workforce. Congratulations. You might be 73 and you think you're retired. Yeah, but not in the Lord's army. You don't retire.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't. And growing is painful. Don't let it fool you. Growing is meant to be painful. It is meant to be pressure filled. It is meant that you have to push.
Yeah.
It is meant that way. When a seed is dropped into the darkness of the soil and it dies, to grow, it has to push through and fight through the darkness of that soil in order to get into the light. And then it really starts to grow once it gets to the light. But there is a period where it has to fight through the darkness in order to get there. And in our walk with Christ, we go through those periods. We go through where we have to fight through that in order to get to the light, where then we start to see real growth. Anybody that will tell you, you don't have to change your habits, you don't have to develop disciplines, and you don't have to mature, is selling you short, and is selling you short of a lot more God could give you.
Yeah.
If you're willing to do that. The problem is in this 2-day Amazon Prime shipping, McDonald's have it, you know, McDonald's, Burger King have it your way, you know, Taco Bell run for the border, no pun intended, with what's going on in the nation right now. Well, you know, in this age.
That was pretty good.
Thank you. In this age, when we are in that, it's very hard to want to become disciplined or develop a discipline or be patient and really let faith, you know, once God gives you patience, you have to use it. Actually, I heard my pastor's mom say that her husband would say that once God gives you patience, you have to use it.
Yeah. Wow.
And you have to grow in it. And for the fullness of what God has called for you to be, to come, but you need to be willing to go through that process. You can't circumvent it. There is no circumvent. If you circumvent it, not only will it stunt your growth, it will crush you, what you get, because your roots won't be deep enough to handle it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, in talking about growth, I did a series called Grow Up. I actually really love these little cool little, you know, like, is Marty slamming me or is he trying to teach me? Maybe both, but okay. Grow Up! Well, it was ended up being a great series, and I might go do some more shows to it, but it basically covered the, you know, like when you're a new Christian and then the babyhood stage, spiritual stage, and then the child spiritual stage, and then on to adulthood stage. So here's the news flash that when I say this on my show, it's pretty alarming the amount of people that over the next few months, they'll shoot me an email and say, thank you for saying that. I did what you said, because I say something my mentor said, Brother Hagin, he said, the local church is where it's at. Amanda, I know you have a local church. I know you're strong with your local church. You're close with your pastoral staff. I travel the nation following my pastoral staff. I've been at my local church for 26 years consistently. You know, I might attend somewhere else to see the move of what God's doing, but I'm faithful to my local church. I worked in children's 11 years straight upstairs with the kids in a big room at my local church. And that just ended a few years ago. So I'm a believer in the local church, but it's where if you get under the right pastor, if you get in the right place, you'll have exponential growth because you're around other brothers and sisters you make friendships with, and they encourage you and they can uphold you and you uphold them. But then just the teaching and the preaching of the word. So Timothy, the great man, Timothy, who was a pastor in the New Testament, Paul, his great uncle, we could say his father in the faith, if we could say a spiritual father, Paul said these words to Timothy, 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, and with all longsuffering and teaching. And this was spoken to a pastor.
Yes.
Pastor Timothy was receiving instructions from apostle prophet Paul. So Paul was apostle, prophet, and teacher, and this greater ministry gift, this father in the faith, is instructing this pastor, preach, convince, rebuke, exhort, long-suffering with teaching. This is what the pastors do. This, Amanda, we need. I need someone to convince me, rebuke me, exhort me. I need them to preach to me, to teach me. That's why we have the local church, the local ecclesia. And I've got to say, the word of the Lord came to me 2 years ago about you. I remember the day so well. Mm-hmm. I was sitting on my couch in my other home, and I sit there, and the Lord began to speak to me, and I grabbed my phone, and I recorded a word. And the Lord said, the hour of the online church is at hand, and I will use Amanda Grace greater and greater in that. And as that grows, the online church, many don't believe it's real, but it is something I've ordained to reach many. But now that we're on the online church, this is Marty speaking, but now that we have this online church, I just always want to remind everyone that there is a local church. There is an assembly that we should find. So keep up with the online, watch every show, pour out your heart, support with money, but find a local assembly.
I agree.
Because it is scriptural, it is foundational, and it's the number one way to mature.
It is. And if you are in New York, please come to the gathering at Faith Assembly, because Pastor Sam and his wife, Jamie, are amazing. And he teaches biblically based, solid, and he speaks truth, and he's not afraid to do it. And so it is important for that. So if you are in New York, please come try it.
Yes, ma'am. Sure will.
Because they're amazing. It's, you know, the body and the ecclesia, and it's interesting with COVID, it shook it all up.
Yeah, it did.
It really did.
Yeah.
It sifted, it shook, it did a lot of things to the church. And that's where the online began to thrive.
Yeah.
Is right there is where you really saw all of a sudden this go, you know, sort of more into hyperdrive, the online. Yeah. And so, but it's true. You do them in conjunction. You do the online with the local church. You do them in conjunction. Yeah. And that's very true, Marty. So thank you.
It's like a good supplement, you know, but at the end of the day, it's good to give. So on the online church, sure, you can support someone financially, but you can't really volunteer. You can't really be a part. But the local church, there's so much of training because all of us are called to do stuff in ministry for the Lord as He instructs us. Every person has what we're called to do. The online church is where you develop that. That's where you find your gifts. That's where you develop what you can do, joining a prayer group, helping with the children. I mean, my dad was my children's teacher in school. I mean, when I was a little boy in church, what did I do? I grew up and duplicated it. I did it for 11 years with children at our local church here. And I just became my dad and I got to pour into children and they loved how funny and I dress as a clown. I might've showed you that Aaron and I would dress as clowns.
And yes, I have.
And so, but we found that place. So I know what you're saying. I know this wonderful Grace Out Loud. I know this wonderful Ark of Grace family. I know what some of you are saying. Some of you are saying, I've looked and I couldn't find a local church. Well, the majority of people that say that to me, they looked at three or four. They really do. I've checked out four churches and five churches and couldn't find one. Well, there's probably 150 churches in your area. Keep looking. I believe God can lead you. Well, I don't want to drive 30 minutes. Oh, your spiritual walk with God is not worth that. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Do what you can to find.
We drive almost 30 minutes.
Yeah. I drive 30 minutes every single Sunday. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. So we do that. Like we do drive. So it is worth it. It definitely is worth it. So
praise God.
Thank you for that, Marty.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. If I can make a quick announcement, we've got just a few little things coming up here. Right here, real quickly, you can go to Loudmouth Prayer. I've got a Tulsa Prayer Conference. It's basically Jackson Lawmeyer and just some of us locals coming together for a Tulsa Prayer Conference on October the 26th.
Oh, that's
and nice. Hot off the press, even while I'm sitting here, the pastor is texting me, November the 15th and the 16th, we're going to have a Dallas Healing Revival. We will have that on loudmouthprayer.org very soon. You can go check that out. We would love to have you join us.
Oh, wonderful, Marty. Thank you. And thank you for that. We see the revival is needed. Renewal and revival is very much
ma'am.
Needed, Marty. So it's great you're doing that. And we're going to see you soon, Selma, North Carolina.
I'm looking forward to it. Yes, ma'am.
Me and Marty are going to be praying for people. So
yes, we're going to get them in the lobby, Amanda. That's the best place in the lobby.
When you walk in, we're just going to go right to it.
There's such an anointing right next to the chili dogs.
Marty, you had to. You had to go there, didn't you? Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Marty, for coming
on. Love you guys.
Love you. God bless. Okay. Praise the Lord. So that concludes our time with Marty Grisham. It was nice to get him on. A few quick announcements quickly. Eric Trump is coming on October 7th. Please mark your calendars. Eric Trump with Clay Clark is coming on Ark of Grace October 7th. We will be announcing the time. We are going to try to do it live, so it may be earlier in the day. But Eric Trump has agreed to take live questions from our audience. So please begin thinking about what you want to ask. I'm going to be pulling live questions from the chat. As we are on with Eric Trump and Clay Clark. We also have something else going on that we will announce soon that we're working on with Eric as well and Clay and the team. So we will be announcing that very soon. And so it probably will be around the middle of October, but we will announce it. I'm going to be in Arkansas. Looking very forward to seeing you there. I'm preaching 10:30 a.m. The Edge Church. You can go to DwayneMiller.com for details and to sign up to come. We're very excited about coming to Arkansas and to the Edge Church. We met this pastor and his wife at the George Magazine event, so we're very excited to come. Also, we're just going to put up one more thing at the end. We're going to put up Century H2O very quick as Toby is out cold on the bed that Sadie was supposed to have, and now she has jumped up on the chair. Okay, Nelson has this company. Nelson is wonderful. He has Century H2O. It is a 5-stage under-the-sink water treatment system. They also have them for the entire house. You can use promo code GRACE10 for a 10% discount. It removes all sorts of harmful chemicals and toxins. It is excellent for your health and for your pet's health. If you are concerned about your pet's health, change their water. We're having to do this with Toby. We're having to do this with our other animals. So just think about that. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, because they are a partner, and use promo code GRACE10. Okay. Oh, the day at Edge Church. Was the date up on there? People are asking what was the day. Okay, September 29th, 2024. So there's the date for that. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. We appreciate you coming on. We're going to be back on Wednesday. I am putting something together with the Lord for Wednesday. Has to do very interesting with the time of Daniel and what is happening now. So I'm putting that together. We will see you back on Wednesday. So have a wonderful evening, everyone. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every day. Also, Psalm 123, 34, 35, 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Also, Ephesians chapters 1 and 3. They're also in the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. There are scriptures from those chapters that I quote every single day. And the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. It's an important order to your prayer life to understand the Lord's Prayer and why Jesus taught it the way he did. So please go start implementing the Lord's Prayer into your prayer life. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We'll see you on Wednesday. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARC. Hey, everybody. Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.